Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Modern Workplace Hacks podcast. My name's Tom Freer, and today it is Josh and I on our first episode for 2021. We get into a bit about planning and how to structure our years and, some general chats around that. So we hope you get some good value out of it.
Welcome 2021 Modern Workplace Hacks, and we are back.
Joshua,
ready to roll.
How are you?
Good, Tommy. Yeah, good.
You should see it. We should video record this.
We will video record, guys. We're going to get into it this year.
With our new fangdangled kit.
I tell you, there's a lot of new this year already. I don't know for everyone else, but we've moved into a new office. We've got a new vibe, and I'm feeling this year is really new, and talking to everyone else, they feel like last year was a write-off and it's all new again this year and trying to get back into it.
No one wants to admit 2020 happened.
Absolutely.
Just kind of leave that one behind.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's, I mean, what is it? It's February. We kind of missed January.
Well, not really. It flew past.
It was out of control.
We got a lot done in January. Our Januarys usually aren't that busy, and it was busy this year.
Which is good, and I think that's a sign of what's happening this year in business, I guess. It's starting to pick up a little.
Well, I think people were held back, weren't they, and sort of felt a bit hamstrung, and they kind of have embraced the fact that they're not really going to know what's going to happen in the future anymore, and they're kind of going to go with it.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And I think that was it. There were so many unknowns last year and what-if scenarios being played out. I know we sat here and – did about 400 of them.
Yeah, yeah.
None of which panned out.
Well, to
it's
be
like
honest,
the Avengers. Yeah, Have you seen the end game where Doctor Strange sits there and he does? Yeah. I went through 14 million scenarios and which one worked? Yeah. Just one.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, not quite that bad, but yeah.
Well, the bizarre thing is.
I hope I didn't do a spoiler
for us.
Anyone.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
A bit late now.
The funny thing for us is, I think, well, to be honest, from my point of view, I think. In many ways, it panned out way better than we thought it was going to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For our clients and also for us. And we've been very fortunate, obviously taking nothing away from the poor people out there that have struggled. Mm. But Bris Vegas, we've been very lucky up
here. High fives, Bris Vegas. Yeah. High fives to Brisbane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so what's this year, Josh? What are we – look, mate, there's so much to continue talking about. I don't think we touched the surface on what we wanted to hit last year.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what I've sort of documented some notes, and really the big thing for me is more interesting people on our show this year and getting insights from them that we can share with the listeners. More useful information, so just getting, you know, not getting too technical around things, but also just giving real value this year and pushing towards just – aligning more with the knowledge bank that we do have and getting that out there. And then just useful tips and tricks and making sure that we're sharing those things. And also, you know, I think we've had some feedback from a few people and they kind of like our random chat sometimes and where they go. And so there's going to be a little bit of Tom and I occasionally.
That's why you all tune in, isn't it? It's just for our random chats.
I don't even know why they tune in.
No, we had some really, really interesting people on the end of last year, which was great.
Yeah.
There was some really good chats. And that's one thing we want to do. It's just, look, if we can get some good people on to share some really cool insights, not just about technology, about business and life and whatever.
Definitely.
It all aligns with what we want to do, and that's just help and find those little hacks and improvements to life and business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have a bit of fun on the way, because what's the point in doing stuff if you're not having fun?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think people did lose that, and it's actually a bloody good segue into what I've sort of written on my notes next, which is kind of that psychology of going into a new year. And I wanted to have a bit of a chat about that today, because I know you've thought about it a lot over the last couple of weeks of not really having a holiday, but trying to have a little break. But I think a lot of people at the start of the year sometimes I think it's appropriate to have this chat in February instead of January, because I've spoken to a few people this year and they've sort of been saying, I'm not going to rush planning this year. I'm going to sort of watch January, and then in February I'm going to go, okay, this is going to be our game plan. And I thought it was really good advice. I've heard a few times.
And I think we're seeing that across the board with people have
I think taking a little bit of extra time to get into this year.
Mm.
I know personally, I felt burnt out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like dead.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You were.
Yeah. Eyes hanging
you
out
were feeling it, but you were as well.
Feeling it, yeah. And I think that's a general sentiment around lots of places was there was just this element last year it was quite a frustrating year, and that frustration I think takes a lot of energy.
Absolutely.
And I know it sucked a lot of energy out of me. So getting a bit of a break, and my break was a bit later in January, which for whatever reasons, it's just the way it panned out. And
did you find it? Did you like that? Or
I kind of liked. Well, no.
Nah, it's tricky,
yes
isn't
and
it?
No, because earlier in January, I actually got a hell of a lot done because there was no one around.
Yeah,
so I was able to get on top of a lot of things. But the time that I did take off was pretty much when everyone decided to come back.
So they wanted to.
So it was like, but it was good. It was just good to get away and, spend a bit of time with the family. And
your daughter's taken up surfing. She's now quite skilled. She's
quite the surfer, apparently.
Quite skilled. Yeah, I was impressed by the video.
She's not done too bad. So now she's decided that surfing's her thing. So I think Sunday mornings now might be trips to the coast. I don't know.
Great.
Yeah.
That's a good routine.
I'm looking forward to that.
No, that's like a sleep in on a Sunday morning.
Which is okay because I don't think she'll get out of bed before 10. So she's 12-year-old going on 16, doesn't want to get out of bed. But anyway, enough of that. But no, look, it was regardless, I think for me to get out of the office and disconnect whilst work doesn't stop, that's the joys of business owner whatever. For me, it was enough to recharge, refocus, and just get back into it.
Recharge.
So and it's different for different people. So some people, I find that I just have to get away from the office and away from the daily routine.
Environmental change.
And the environmental change is enough for me to reset.
Yeah, which is good.
And all we did this year was, I say all we could do, there wasn't much other places to go, but just went down the coast and book a unit, go to the coast, different environment, different scenery. Yes, there's always an email coming through or a phone call, which you can delay a bit, but I was just able to
– yeah.
That environmental disconnection, I think, as you put it, was enough for me, and I think this year that's all I needed.
Yeah.
To get back into it, and now that's a very distant memory.
I don't know about you. Tommy's been back 1 week, and I must admit it's been one of those weeks where you've had a lot on.
It's been a brutal week.
It's
I thought I was going to ease back into this week. Yeah. No.
Well, when you sign a new client on Monday and they want us to start on Friday, which is not usual.
That's a little bit of unusual, but it's not as we've seen. It's not doable.
Well, it can be done. Yeah,
easily
we've
done.
We've tested that,
and we have done it a couple of times, but it's not the ideal prep, but. Situation was, and that's how it is, and that's I think that's the beauty, just being agile enough to do that and setting that confidence and getting people in there. But look, I don't think that's what you wanted to discuss today, but maybe it is. But
no, I was thinking more around that sort of setting up for the year and the mindset around getting ready for it. And I think you've touched on the importance of having a break or at least an environmental change. I think that's a really good thing. But what are the sort of other things do you think and have observed that sort of work to sort of get into the year and how people need to be starting to think about it? Because obviously over the next couple of weeks we're going into some planning sessions with our clients and working with them to start to think about how technology and how their business and all of those sort of starts to become more and more aligned. Because one thing I really learned from last year is that technology now is more important than ever.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
And it's going to be uncertain for a while, I think. Anyone that thinks we're going to go directly back to normal, I think probably doesn't fully understand.
We've already seen that. We've seen states go lockdown, borders get shut down with hours notice type thing, and people flying across country, landing and having to go on quarantine unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Like this is going to be life, I think.
This is the norm.
This is it.
This is the norm
we're going to be living in for at least, I think, the next 12 months. So it's taking the lessons that we learned from last year, and there were a hell of a lot of lessons that came out of it.
Yeah.
And really, really drilling on those and going, okay, well, how do we maintain that flexibility in our work delivery, in our workforce? Like, if people want to come to the office, they can come to the office. If they don't want to come to the office, don't come to the office.
Yeah.
But more so, if they can't come to the office, they need to be able to continue to work. So same sort of thing.
And yeah.
I think that's an element of the planning that needs to happen from a functional perspective this year anyway. And I think that will set a lot of businesses that can achieve that and that are able to, because there's some that it's still very much you have to be where you are to do the work.
Of course.
In the professional services space, I don't think that's necessarily requirement, because the technology will support delivery of a service, a professional service
anywhere.
Yeah. And we've geared out. Yes, we've got a new office and we've got space for everyone now, and it's great, and everyone loves coming into the office because it's there and they get that camaraderie and all the bits and pieces. But if people need to or choose to or have to, they can just work from home.
Yeah,
that's it. And that's required. I mean, for us, not so much required too much change because we've always been used to that. But but for businesses, other businesses, that there is a significant change in mindset to enable that to continue to happen.
Yeah.
Management style, I think, and obviously technology plays into it.
Yeah.
So that all needs to come into that planning. But back to your original question of what are the things we need to be, or how do we go about that planning? I think the mindset of planning is really about identifying what worked and what didn't in your previous.
Yeah, so really look reflective.
Yeah, so I think we touched on it in one of our podcasts last year, was our planning methodology, the one that we follow, which is sort of that annual planning and then quarterly achievement. So we do our annual planning financial year based, just so we can align our numbers. But we're heading in now. I think next week we've got our quarterly planning session for quarter three.
Yep.
It's a bit late to what we would traditionally do, but we're essentially going into plan for the end of this quarter, the beginning of next quarter, which takes us into the end of the year. And what we look at this particular time of year is really, well, what worked in the last quarter, but what worked in the last year in particular, what was good, what did we win, how did we succeed in certain areas, where did we lose, what didn't we quite deliver on, and that looks at obviously numbers, financials, it looks at our KPIs, it looks at our clients, our wins on clients, our losses on clients, and all that sort of stuff. So we take all that in consideration and look at, and you've got to be honest with it as well, I think is the key element. So when you're looking at that win, loss, and what we did well and what we don't, look through rose-coloured glasses. And failures, I mean, you've got to fail to learn, and we've had plenty of failures over the years and over the months, and even last year and into this quarter, we've failed at certain things. Yep. And that is, unfortunately, in some places, we've failed in delivery of what we've promised, which is never great. But how do we learn from that?
Yeah.
And I think that's key into any of that planning sessions is, and that's where you get most of the learnings from, I think, is identifying those areas where you failed or haven't achieved to what you wanted to achieve, and then really asking why.
Yep.
And then once you understand why, or to as much as possible, is then, okay, well, how do we turn that negative into a positive? Because you can always do that. It's always possible.
Yep.
It might not fix the situation that happened, but it will alleviate it next time.
Yep.
Our planning session is going to be interesting because, yes, we've done a lot of good things over the last quarter and over the last year. There's been heaps of stuff that we can go, yeah, we've done that well. But on the flip side, there's heaps of things where we've dropped the ball on that. Why didn't this get delivered as we wanted it to? How come we're seeing this result where we wouldn't have expected that? Mm. And then why on all those things? Because that is what you use as the driver for your next quarter and your next year.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. It's that honest view of what you haven't done, because I think particularly as business owners and myself, we have this thing of, well, it worked, we're here, it must have worked, it must have been all positive, there's got to be there. But I think you need to take that on yourself, or at least have people around you in your management teams and things like that who – and make sure the environment is set up that way where they can call either you out or call our delivery out and call the business out and go, that didn't work. What are you talking about? And I think that's what you need.
Yeah.
Is that ability to build the environment when you're doing these planning sessions? Because you need to do it in a group. You can't plan on your own.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great piece of advice. And I think a lot of people sometimes do that in management. They internalize instead of instead of sharing within a trusted peer group that they can sort of say, hey, this is how I see it. How do you see it?
And I think that's key, is because if you plan in isolation, you just don't get the objectiveness is what I feel.
Mm.
And look, in saying that, I will plan what I want to achieve and how things look.
Oh,
and
definitely. Where lay down outcomes.
And lay down what I expect. But the idea is that I feel we've built an environment with our team and our core leadership team where, okay, I'm going to set out what I personally want to achieve through the business. But I think my team, and you can attest to this, I think there's enough comfort and trust in the room to go, Tom, you are freaking kidding yourself if you think you're going to pull that off.
Yeah, yeah.
I do believe
in a big hairy goal, but.
Well, yeah, and that's good.
And I do think people sell themselves short sometimes.
And I think you need that. Yeah. I think you need that. But, or it's, Tommy, if that's the perception you have, I think you need reality. Like and I'm comfortable to take that from the team. And I think that's what you need as a leadership and as a good leader and business owner in that sense, is the ability to take on that, take that criticism on. And reality is, I mean, you don't always have to do it that way. You're the boss. You can still say, no, thanks for that. I understand where you're coming from, blah, 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 but we're going to have a crack at it.
Yeah, this is the direction.
Yeah. Okay, take that on board. No, let's adjust it. So, I think listening, taking it on board, assessing it is critical.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it still comes down to me and what I'm comfortable with or what I want to achieve.
100%.
And that's the same with any leader in that sense what I would expect from them. So, yeah.
It's, And do you think that the way in which people plan has changed post this whole COVID thing? And are people more aware of the fact that they, I wrote a little note here saying, prepare for the worst because you know that there's going to be unknown, but it's probably not the right way to sort of say it. But I think we're comfortable with knowing that there's going to be unknowns. Obviously, we're traditionally, even before the COVID had sort of broken things down into quarters. Do you think more people are going to embrace that now and sort of try to run shorter sprints or whatever you want to call it
in
a business? Because it does give you that ability to be more agile.
I think that's the key element, is you have to be agile.
Yeah.
And in business, I think you've always had to have been agile. I think we've probably had a little bit of, let's call it luxury, where
we've been fortunate
in this country. You probably plan out a good 12 months and come pretty close because you know what the 12 months is going to look like.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think yes, definitely being much more agile in the approach is critical now more than ever because the unknowns are actually really unknowns.
Yep.
Like, what is it, 2 years ago we could have planned, and 2 years ago I can tell you not one, even in continuity planning and what we were looking at, was never in my wildest dreams did I think, a pandemic's going to wipe out what we're trying to do.
Or people told that, hey, your whole office as of 5 p.m. in 2 days' time can no longer be accessed.
And it's interesting.
That's amazing.
But you look at it, and when we do disaster recovery, disaster planning and continuity plan, it's one of the questions we all look at and go, what if you couldn't get access to your entire office?
No one really took it seriously.
It's like, okay, well, maybe. Pretty low risk. But that's the thing.
I think super interesting because I think you're right. Risk planning's probably changed.
Risk planning has definitely changed. Yeah. And I think, definitely that's it. And I'm guilty of that because I would look at it, and we've done planning where we go, right, if it happens, this is what we can do.
Mm.
No one's ever really tested the theorem.
Yeah.
We've always said technology can deliver.
Yeah.
That we ticked off.
Which it can.
And we've
100%
that's been proved.
Can.
So that's great. But now it's just
haters out there realize that you need to be nimble now.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it. And I think back to nimble and agile and in your planning process, I think that's the key element is if you break it down into those quarters and those sprints, then it's actually going to be a lot easier to adjust as well. And I mean, obviously as your business grows and the bigger businesses, it is hard to shift a ship that big.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it's still achievable if you're doing it in those areas because you're not going to get to 12 months and go, actually, we achieved nothing.
Yeah.
We can look at it each quarter and go, well, yeah, we are ticking along or not. Where do we need to knuckle down
and
adjust? So I think that's probably a really, if you haven't been doing that, I think that's definitely something. And it's something we've certainly reintroduced into our approach this year as well.
Yeah.
Is very much that planning approach. So we've always sat down and done that sort of, let's have a look at the next 12, 18, 24 months. Where do we want to be? What do we want to do? And from it with our customers as well, where's things heading?
Yeah.
I think now we are certainly starting to introduce that methodology, I guess, into our planning sessions with our clients is let's get some rigor around it. Let's get that structure in place. Let's be that nimble and agile component, because the technology is what's going to give you that agility and nimbleness anyway.
Absolutely.
In most cases, if you don't have the technology stack right, or you're not working towards that or looking to enhance that, then I think that that is a limitation of the going to be a limitation in your business and any planning.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that technology and business planning working in unison has never been so important, because of the fact that now we're so reliant on technology. And if it's not aligning with your business, it almost starts, you really see a hindrance there, because it affects productivity.
It does. So, yeah. So getting that and where we see it is, our clients are going to define their business strategy. They're going to know where they want to go. That's what they do. That's their business. And I had this conversation with a client this morning, where we'd done an assessment for them and looked at what they've got and where they're going. And one of the big things that came out is they're making decisions without any understanding of the impact on the technology. So they're making decisions for their business without considering how technology is going to actually help them. And then they've made that decision and now suddenly realized
it's not a good one.
That's not actually going to work, or hang on, now we've got to change all of this to enable that decision. So the discussion this morning was, right, well, you've got the blocks in place. We just got to reorder them a bit.
Yeah.
And then let's just sit down and go, let's just sit down every quarter and go, right, what are you doing? Actually, we're going to open up an office over here and we're going to have six more people on us. And it's like, well, okay, that's great. How are you going to do that if we don't actually apply the technology element to your business?
Absolutely. So,
and that's and really
lead time on things.
Lead time. Don't
little
tell us.
Silly little things like internet, guys. It takes 6 weeks.
Yeah. 6 weeks at least. Didn't we learn that? Well, we knew that, but we had to move anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's slightly different. It was kind of like, okay, we've got to go now.
We have the backups in place and plan and know and stuff like that.
Yeah, we had no downtime.
Yeah, no downtime. We just, downtime. Different service was able to cover it. So, and that was planning. It was, we knew the lease was coming up. We knew the time frames. We knew it was going to be tight with getting comms in place over Christmas period. So we had backups and it was done, moved in, running. No dramas.
Yeah, right.
And that's key. And again, that's another client we were talking with yesterday, moving offices. We got 4 weeks to move. We know the internet's not going to make it.
Yeah.
So the design that we've put in place supports a wireless solution until
they get
available.
That.
And yeah, there might be some impact in performance and things like that for that short term. But again, planning, if we weren't involved in that process with them, if we didn't have that relationship with them to be able to move through that, going to be a disaster. But that's good
mindset. I like it.
Yeah,
that's good.
Sprints
Break it down, guys.
Yeah,
break it down.
It's a marathon, but you can still sprint bits of the marathon.
Yeah,
can you? I don't know, I've never run a marathon, so I wouldn't know.
Can't tell you that. Yeah, we should ask Damien that question, but
I'm definitely not a marathon.
I'm not keen on a marathon this year.
But I think short sharp bursts,
planning, short sharp bursts,
get that in there. And I think resting and recovery is critical.
Yeah.
As part of it.
Definitely.
So, and mindful of that with what we've got on this year as a team, it's how do we make sure that we incorporate that rest and recovery as well? Because even if looking at our pipeline through the first quarter, it's like, geez, we're going to have some tired bodies. So,
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
But at the start of the year, try to work out where you need your rests.
Yeah. And I think that's important, because I think and for some reason it does feel very different this year. Like personally, I feel very different this year than I had the start of last year.
I agree.
From a perspective of the tiredness or the exhaustion, as I touched on before, I think I've never felt that burnt out in a number of years.
Yeah. Yeah, I think emotionally, from a mental point of view, it took it out a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because You really didn't. We didn't know, did we? Week to week, if people were going to be, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. I think it's the unknown that causes the. Well, that's obviously anxiety and yeah, whatever definitely. Else fits in
and
there.
I think
and
everyone
that ties
feels
you
that.
Out and that burns you.
Yeah,
that burns you. So yeah, no,
perfect.
But that's good.
We're looking forward to creating more of these guys, and yeah, we're going to get back into a routine, sort of releasing weekly.
Yeah,
and yeah,
get some good routines in place and lining up some
good speakers,
some good speakers to get in there. And we've got our new kit now, and mate, we look professional.
We look professional, and we're going to just need some guests in the share.
Get some guests
to
share, which will be great. And yeah, excellent. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Modern Workplace Hacks podcast. Hope you got some value. We'd really love for you to subscribe to the podcast or follow us on YouTube and LinkedIn. Look forward to bringing you some more episodes soon.